I mean, I thought Jerry was smart. I think Jerry was one of the smartest of the people on the scene. Smart. Crude. Kind of, you know, dangerous. You know, there's an element of danger in every meeting. Chance meeting or planned meetings were always unpredictable, borderline dangerous. You know, he understood Paul and the crowd that kind of gravitated to them. They understood that you had to be physical and aggressive and kind of push people around. You know, you had to be active. It had to be an active experience. There was nothing passive about those guys, and they risked failure and risked ridicule, or risk getting their ass beaten, by people that didn't. And they did. They got their ass beat. I remember somewhere, it was some club in Madison Heights. It was starting to be like new wave or punk stuff on 11 Mile near John. It was like a country bar or something, but then started doing some punk stuff, and I think Paul was beaten. I think Paul got a pretty bad beating. You can, if you talk to him, ask him about that. It might have been Jerry. I think that's 30 years ago. Or that's about, at least 30. Mm-hmm. I remember going to their house. They lived on on the west side of Detroit, near the Grand River, and Grand River and Evergreen, somewhere up there, which I thought was a long way, from where I live. Like, Jesus Christ, you gotta drive all the way up to. Up here, Grand River, and maybe it was Grand River, McNichols, Evergreen, Lasher, like that, somewhere up there. Fielding Street. If I remember right, Jerry was, at some point, back then, didn't have electricity, or didn't pay for his electricity bill, or I don't know the details, but he was like running an extension to the neighbor's house to run electricity to the house. I thought that was impressively, punk rock or of the time. I thought that kind of, hit the right note. I thought Jerry was a pretty sweet guy in some ways, much more so than he would, betray to most people.